following weekly horse health segment is taken from the Horses in the Morning radio show on the Horse Radio Network, and the content is provided by thehorse.com. Horses in the Morning is the only live morning radio show devoted to horse lovers worldwide. Listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com.
Dr. Jones, are you here?
Good morning. Yeah, sorry about that. We had a little flipping around of the phones, and I'm here now.
Well, it was nice to hear Lynn's voice.
Oh, Lynn was actually alive. How interesting.
Yes, she was.
She can take over, and I'll kick back.
Oh, well, Dr. Jones, this morning we're going to be talking about acupuncture, which is something that you're very interested in, and we also have an article about complementary therapies, including acupuncture, in the current issue of The Horse. So I want to start out and have you tell us a little bit about what acupuncture is for people who aren't familiar with it.
Well, I mean, the easiest description would be is the use of small needles over particular points in the animal or human that would allow some movement of nervous stimulation, or some people like to call it energy, within their system to aid in disease processes. It's kind of a general.
Okay. And so as a veterinarian, how did you get interested in acupuncture for horses?
Oh, for me, I've always been interested in it. I've seen some good results with the acupuncture at the sporting events that I've been doing either FEI veterinary work for or regular veterinary work for, and wanted to really, you know, delve into it. Just being in private practice, it's hard to take the time away to go to class and learn it. And so that was my stimulus is watching other people do it. It's not reading about it or hearing about it. It's actually watching people do it.
And so for training, what kind of process do you have to go through? Because you've gone through the training. You're not certified in acupuncture quite yet, but you have gone through the training. What does that involve?
Right. The training, there's two courses that are offered to, well, actually, I think there's now three. I apologize. I didn't mean to count out the other one that's been relatively new, started up. There are two main courses that veterinarians know about through the veterinary world. One is an International Veterinary Association that organizes a meeting once a year. You got to fly to it. It's quite costly, you know, with the expense of being away from practice as well as your flights, you know, to the area that the course is being given. And then hotel stays, cars, things like that. The other one is right here in my backyard, which I found to be the most intriguing because he joined the University of Florida practice or school back in the late 1990s, and I've watched some of his work, and he's another one that I've kind of followed through. He's from China. He's a veterinarian from China that puts on a course here in Florida, so it's close enough for me to get to. And he started up his course in the late 2000, or the early 2000 time period. And so I was able to travel up there and come home every day of the course, a little bit of extra traveling time, but that made it a little bit more reasonable in expenses and keeping track of my practice clientele as well.
And so for acupuncture, what kind of research supports using it in horses?
They're just now coming out with some good research. For a while, it took them a while to set up the structure that we would consider research, and there's going to be two ways to look at it. Clinically, do you see results? Yes. To a lot of people, that's enough research for them. But for the large medical community, whether it's human or animal, there is a peer-reviewed research articles that are in certain journals that have to go by certain protocols to be considered legitimate research. And that keeps, you know, any general practitioners or other practitioners from going out and giving a medication to one horse and saying it worked. You need a certain number of horses that go through the research product. You need a control study to say, well, even if they've got the needle in a different spot, not the spot that's supposed to treat that certain disease, they were stuck with a needle. Was it the fact that they were just hypersensitized by stuck with a needle, or is it because it actually hit the point that met disease process results. So they had to go through all that, and they've now been able to publish in some of our peer-reviewed journals, and there are some good articles out there. They also have their own journal review, peer-reviewed, for acupuncture to submit your articles to that one as well, and that one runs the same type of formalities of submitting your articles that the peer-reviewed larger medical journals do. So there's tons of research now out that's showing that there is some benefit to acupuncture for certain disease processes.
And so what? How are you using, or how are acupuncturists using acupuncture to treat horses, or what kind of issues might it help?
Basically about anything. They have used it for lameness primarily, for inflammation, which a lot of times lameness is due to inflammation, such as a joint disease or arthritis, swellings, things like that. So they've primarily used it for that because that's the easiest thing to get see some nice turnarounds on. They've used it for some other disease processes like heaves or those that have non-sweating issues. We've seen it being used for inflammation control in cancer-type issues, founder, just to name a few of the, items. Colic, there's been some pain control for colic that's helped out, diarrhea cases. So there's a lot of things it can be used for.
So as a horse owner, if I had a vet who was doing acupuncture come out to work on my horse, what would I expect? What is that session or visit like?
Okay, well, first I'll tell you, when you look for one, they're listed on either the Chinese, the Qi Institute, C-H-I, Qi Institute website. They're also located on the IVAS, the I-V-A-S, International Veterinary Acupuncture Society website. So those are two websites you can go on to see a list of veterinarians that have gone through their courses. To become certified, I just wanted to explain that. To become certified, you need to go through the course, you need to spend the hours with a veterinary acupuncturist, and then you need to submit articles. And that's the only thing I haven't done is submit my articles to become the veterinary acupuncture certified. Those are two things that I would be looking for if you're going to find a veterinarian. They could have VCA behind their name, and that will tell you right off the bat that they are certified. A lot of veterinarians won't put it behind their names on their card, but you can look up on those two websites. So as a veterinarian, when I go out and do an acupuncture appointment, there's a couple ways you can approach it. There's a very, very traditional way of approaching it, and that's doing a body scan on a horse and treating according to the body scan and the clinical history you get from the client, such as they're having problems with breathing or they're having some lameness problems in the hind end. So you treat accordingly to that. It's kind of a recipe thing. The other way you can approach it, which is the way I was taught was the Chinese medicine approach, is you get a history from the client. You can do the body scan, which is taking the backside of a needle, running it along certain pathways of the horse's meridians and looking for reactions. And granted, you can say some of the horses are ticklish and some are not. So you do a little test area and see if they are or not, and then you go from there. You also can take a pulse on the horse. You check their tongue. You can see what their skin looks like. You can ask questions about their personalities and get their constitution and take all of these into effect of how you want to treat the horse. And that gets a bit more involved. You get yourself a Chinese diagnosis and Chinese medical diagnosis on the horse, and then you treat according to that diagnosis. So there may be multiple things going wrong. You might just think it's a hind-end lameness, and granted, that would be something that would be addressed, but there might be some underlying other issues that if you could correct those underlying issues, maybe everything would come together in full circle.
So is acupuncture something that the practitioner recommends or usually something that the horse owner seeks out for their animal? Is it usually the owner who's had maybe acupuncture on themselves and want to try it on their horse, or just does it depend on the situation?
It definitely depends on the situation. Most times than not, the clients are talking to their friends, and their friends say, hey, I did acupuncture on my horse and it worked. So they seek it out that way. That's been more the norm because it hasn't been completely accepted by a lot of veterinarians. Those as myself, I use Eastern and Western medicine, meaning I do antibiotics and I also do acupuncture. So I do a little bit of medicine I was trained in school and now the Chinese way, and combine the two. A lot of times I'll just do all Western for a particular horse. If the client requests no Western medicine done and all it is Eastern medicine, we'll do chiropractic and acupuncture for that horse. If we're not getting results, I'll suggest that either, you know, they need to look somewhere else for help or consider trying to do a little bit of Western medicine. But in general, they get it from their friends to try it out, or they did have it done on themselves and believe in it and try it out. And they'll have it done on their horse. The thing that people don't understand is that acupuncture isn't usually a one-time visit, a one-time shot, that silver bullet that we're all looking for, that quick answer, that hurry and get them well in one visit kind of thing. It usually takes multiple visits, and that's where, A, the expense comes in, and B, the instant gratification doesn't seem to come about.
And as a matter of fact, it's used more often for maintenance than it is to fix things if it's used correctly.
Absolutely, and that's the big thing. When the animals are brought to the University of Florida's head veterinarian who runs this course, his first question to the client, whether it's dog, cat, or horse, is what is your goal for this animal and this meeting that we're having for acupuncture? And if it's to give pain relief for a better quality life, that's really easy to take care of for him. If it's to cure cancer, he will tell them outright, I will not be able to cure this cancer. I will give pain relief or decrease inflammation or give you a little bit more longevity than I would curing the cancer.
Right.
So there's a way to approach it, and I thought the best decision is to say, what is your goals for my acupuncture to do for you? And if they seem to have unrealistic goals, you're probably not going to satisfy that client.
Now, I do have a question for you. Dr. Wendy, who's the host of the Driving Radio Show and is a veterinarian and traditional Chinese medicine doctor, she does acupuncture and has done it for years. She told me that when she was going to the acupuncture school like you went to, when she would come home, she would practice on her boyfriend, and her boyfriend is no longer her boyfriend. Were you practicing on her husband or on your husband when you got home? Did you say, I'm going to get the needles out and practice on you, dear? Did that go over well?
He actually asked for it. So, yes, I did practice on my husband, and he asked for it. The second, it worked so well the first time. The second time.
Now, wait a minute. Did he ask for it or did he
ask
for
it? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
both ways. Anyway, the
what
second
you guys
time.
What do in your private time is a little bit, we don't need to hear about all that on the show, okay?
No, but I did practice on my dogs at home and my horse at home. So, yeah, so they all got stuck. The only one that didn't get stuck was my son. I stuck myself as well. But, no, my husband asked for it. It worked so well for his lower back. He asked me to do it again for pain relief. And when I did it the second time, for some reason, he wasn't as thrilled with the needles going in the second time. And my son was watching as I'm placing the needles in his lower back as he's laying there on the floor. And I told my son, tell your daddy to breathe. And he ran up to daddy's face and said, Daddy, just breathe. I about peed my pants laughing. I don't know where he got that whole breathe in and out slow, but my husband started laughing, I started laughing, but it was the whole yoga breathe in and breathe out slow that my son did, and I have no idea where he got that from.
That's awesome.
It was quite humorous.
Awesome. And let's be honest, you women love to see us when we're sick and in pain. You like that. You like
no,
that.
I don't.
Like
that. No, I don't.
No.
No, I don't.
Well, you're just a big wood. You're just a big wood.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, if you want to learn more about complementary therapies, we have an article up on thehorse.com. It's article 32641, so if you do a search for that, again, that's 32641. You can read all about acupuncture and some other cool stuff that's being done on horses.
And there are some really great articles out there that do support it. So just ask your veterinarian about it for the situation you're in with your horse, and they may have some good references for you. Or if they don't, you can always seek them out on those websites for the CHI Institute and IVUS.
I got to tell you, Dr. Jones, too, and you can find Dr. Jones at FloridaEquine.com. After hanging around with Wendy now for a couple of years, Dr. Wendy Ying, I've learned so much about Chinese medicine and have a whole new respect for it, and you know, which I never had before, you know, but I've learned so much, and I've seen, you know, little things that we have done thanks to her suggestion for us and the horses, and it just, you know, again, you say, you know, the anecdotal evidence is there, it works, and you know, now they're starting to get some science behind it, but boy, you can't overlook the fact that it just works. You know, you can't overlook that fact.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people call it magic as if it's magically curing the horses by putting the needles in. But truly, there are needle sites. And for me, when I was doing the labs and such and learning my needle sites, the needle sites are basically where I'll do nerve blocks. It sits right over top of nerves. So you're giving some nervous stimulation to areas that need it. So you're giving a little bit of extra electricity or energy or magic, whatever you want to call it, but it's got true science behind it. And like you said, they're starting to really pump out some good articles. But I'm kind of curious, Glenn, did she give you a constitution?
No.
Oh,
whatever
really?
That is, she didn't give it to me.
You have to ask her what she thinks your constitution is, because I'd love to know what her opinion is compared to mine.
We did the five elements, and we did go over the five elements and went through all of those and the meridians and all of that. So the five elements, I'm a fire, you know, which...
You're a fire. Okay.
Yeah, because everybody can probably guess that, you know. So
yeah, I put you in a fire. Yeah, that's what I meant. Your constitution is the same thing as the elements.
Oh, good. Okay, yes, I'm a fire. We determined what Jamie was, too, but I can't remember now what Jamie is.
Jamie, are you
know.
A wood? Were you a wood?
She probably would be a wood. Maybe wood metal a little bit. But anyway, we're off the topic. Well,
whatever.
Thank you guys.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Michelle Anderson of thehorse.com and... Dr. Jones of FloridaEquine.com. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Take
everyone.
Care.
Talk to you next
Thank
week.
You.